Mike here. Quick note. If you enjoy listening to Elise and I break down episodes and films on this podcast, you should know we have an entirely separate podcast through Patreon. There we break down New York City-based rom-coms like When Harry Met Sally, You've Got Mail, Hitch, Trainwreck, Bros, and many more to come.
I think that we should yell at children more often. Not parents. Parents, be nice to your kids. But the rest of us should sometimes take children out to task a little.
I never yelled at a child, but I did have an arch nemesis who was like 8 years old. Like, hearing you talk about it, I'm like, well, then why would they do all that for just that moment? But then you think about it, and if they didn't, it would look like the movies I made in high school with my friends. We're really, really concerned about the bottom line of Bros.
I really am. I feel like we've already found ways they could have saved money on the budget.
Right.
If they just would have asked us about it.
For $4 a month, you get 3 to 4 episodes monthly covering a rom-com, and we're doing some fun bonus content as well. You can find us on the Patreon app by searching We Couldn't Help But Wonder, or through our website, wecouldn'thelpbutwonder.com. Hope you join us there. All right, hello, Elise Castle.
Hello, Mike Jensen.
Here we are to discuss episode 8.
Three's a Crowd.
Three's a Crowd. This originally aired on July 26th, 1998. Directed by, once again, by Nicole Hall of Center. And written by Jenny Bix. Is that a new name? I don't think I've seen that name.
That is a new name, I think.
Jenny Bix has done a lot of TV writing. She'll be around for the rest of the series.
You should know these things. This is your job.
I looked it up. I think she wrote for The Big C. She's known for a lot of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I do know. No, I only know this because I controlled a Twitter and I saw her name, actually.
Oh, okay.
And it said, like, writer for The Big C and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so...
we'll be following you,
Jenny. Oh, you know what? I want to do one more thing. New thing. Let's refresh people on the general episode. So here is the DVD description of this episode. Carrie discovers not only that Mr. Big was once married, but that he and his ex participated in a threesome. Meeting the ex-Mrs. Big, Carrie is disappointed to find her smart, sexy, and successful. Charlotte's boyfriend wants to add another woman to the relationship, and Miranda feels left out. Samantha finds that she has unwittingly become too involved with a married couple. I'm not sure if I described this episode that way, but that's the way the DVD describes it.
All right. Well, if it's good enough for the DVD, it's good enough for me.
All right. So we start right off with Charlotte and Jack.
Charlotte and Jack locked eyes at a black tie benefit for Epstein Barr.
Right. Jack, who was an architect / philanthropist, and they go to a lot of sad parties.
They do. My favorite of which, I think, is A Night of 1,000 Tourettes.
Yeah. I mean, these are obviously... fundraisers and galas, etc., but they're all for charity, and there's more rollerblades.
Oh, rollerblading. It is the late 90s. Mm-hmm. Lots of rollerblading happening.
Yeah, so they are going rollerblading.
Jack asks the question, what are your fantasies?
In which Charlotte replies,
I'd love to own my own gallery. And maybe a little cottage in Maine.
So she doesn't really get what he's saying. Now, this, just for those of you that might not know, if a guy asks you what your fantasies are, it's because he wants to tell you something that he wants to do.
Right. So he's just trying to ask you first so that way he can be like, well, I want to take this Hershey syrup.
Right.
And then I'm like, wait, that's my fantasy. Like, just like make ice cream sundaes.
Yeah. No,
and then
one's, he's like, no one's ever like, sundaes. What's your fantasy? Because I don't have any.
Right.
What about you?
You, me, and another woman.
Charlotte does say what her fantasy is, which is kind of awkward. She says, I always wanted to do it in my parents' bed.
Yeah, as far as fantasies go, that's both fairly innocuous, but also kind of weird.
Very weird.
No judgment, but, you know.
Oh, weird.
Okay, yeah, it is a kind of, it's sort of a strange one.
Yeah.
So then we get to the ladies who lunch?
Then we get to the ladies who lunch, which you love. You love them eating together.
I love it. Well, I just love the four ladies in a room together.
And they all have a cucumber or a tomato on their fork that doesn't go anywhere.
Jack wants us to do a threesome.
Of course he does. Every guy does.
Where we have a conversation about threesomes in general, and threesomes being the blowjob of the 90s.
What was the blowjob of the 80s?
Anal sex.
Or as Carrie says,
any sex, period.
Right. And I'm just like, then if it's the blowjob of the 80s, then why was Charlotte's other boyfriend so wanting to do it?
He was super retro.
He was stuck in the 80s.
That's probably what it was.
Yeah. And then Samantha says that the only way to have a threesome is to be the guest.
The girl, the couple gets to come in, screw, and leave.
This feels right to
that
me.
Feels very Samantha to me.
Right.
And that also feels like, I guess, Because you don't really care about either one of the people, I guess.
Right. And then we also get into the, that sort of leads us into like stranger versus friend. Now, right. I think that is also kind of weird.
Oh, totally. I said, other than like a drunken college spin the bottle night, I don't really know if this would be a conversation or something I would bring up with like a group of my friends.
Just make sure that the other woman isn't a friend. Use somebody random, you know, somebody you meet in a bar or something.
I think that I'd feel safer with a friend, with someone I could trust.
I'm trying to think if I've had a friendship like that before, where I was like, well, if I was going to, I'd want you to be
well,
there.
Right. But these girls all have a very open relationship, and I thought at one moment Charlotte says to Samantha, you don't have relationships. And I thought at that moment she was going to get really mad and said she's like,
which is why I have great sex.
She's not mad about being told she doesn't have relationships.
But Miranda doesn't get picked for the team.
Poor Miranda.
Oh, great. No, forget about me.
Oh, come on.
No, I would do it with you guys. It's like picking teams for dodgeball all over again.
So Miranda, no one wants to have a three-way with Miranda.
Yeah. And she's kind of upset about it and...
Feels left out.
Feels left out. When in a way it's kind of like that thing where you're like, well, I didn't want you to do it anyway, but I
right.
want it, you know.
Now that you're saying you're not going to do it, I'm mad about it.
Yeah. Which can be applied to many situations in life, not just threesomes with your best friends.
True. And then we get to the question pretty quickly. It's not a terribly nuanced question.
Nope. It's just...
Were threesomes the new sexual frontier?
While she's sipping from her clearly Canadian.
Oh, I put that down! I even wrote exclamation points. I go, clearly Canadian, whatever happened to that?
I loved it. I wonder if it's still around. I loved clearly Canadian.
I think they were actually going to bring... It's either they were going to bring that back or New York Seltzer. Remember...
I don't remember New York Seltzer.
They were going to bring one, but clearly Canadian, was it, did it have artificial sweeteners? Maybe that's what brought it down.
Probably, or it was just, was it just really high in sugar, or was
no,
it
no,
zero
no.
calorie?
It was, I think it was definitely like a NutraSweet thing.
Ah.
But they could do it with Stevia right. now. Hashtag bring back clearly Canadian. And she has an ashtray, which is.
She finally got an ashtray. She heard you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Carrie. I was worried about those ashes. So then we have some interviews with the camera. Oh, sorry. I just wrote down that a gentleman with some Dalmatians has a bucket hat. And I think I assumed that was interviews with the camera, but I think I just wrote
that's just
bucket
like
hat.
Where they're on the three bike, yeah, the threesome bicycle. We see all the people in threesomes.
Yeah, they do this montage of people on a tandem bike, people with, not tandem, a thrandom. I don't know if that's the word, but I made that up. And then there's a man
either.
Walking three dogs.
Right.
And he has a bucket hat.
And then there's one that, like, there's three ducks. I'm not sure that applies to the situation, but
animals can love too, Mike.
I guess so. They are all guys. It was pointed out on something that I was reading.
Weird. Weird people.
And we cut to Samantha
having sex with the married guy.
Sam does the married guy. It's a pretty short scene. We're just establishing that...
Samantha had been busy guest starring in the show I like to call Sam Does the Married Guy.
Carrie says it when she's talking about her friends in her article again.
Just spreading their secrets
just
all over
spreading
town.
Spreading it out. Airing the dirty laundry. I love that now Charlotte is at the bar with Jack.
Yeah, Charlotte and Jack are at the bar.
And a girl comes up to them and says...
Have a light. Sorry, I don't smoke. That's a shame.
And, like, that was her way of hitting on her?
I don't know. Well, Jack interprets it as that way. Right. And she is kind of eyeball Charlotte.
Right.
Charlotte, you are such a turn-on, and you have no idea.
Yeah, it's just weird now that, like, they're now hunting for that that third person.
And once you get the ball rolling. Yeah, so then we have a threesome fake-out.
Yes.
Where we think that Charlotte is...
going through with it, but then we realize...
It's just a dream.
Dream sequence.
Fine, dream sequence.
She wakes up.
Charlotte hadn't been that excited since she tried on her JV cheerleading uniform for the first time.
Miranda, I wrote down, does Miranda want the threesome, or does she just not want to be left out?
I think that she just wants the validation.
Yeah, because...
Miranda's in therapy.
Right, and she says, if your friends won't go down on you, who will? Which is another thing that I don't...
Yeah, I've never had that thought. I've never been like, you're not a good friend.
Yeah, you're not a good friend.
I'm in the sandbox with Charlotte, Sam, and Carrie, and none of them will play with me, please. It's obvious.
I feel like her therapist has some not great advice, too.
So you're saying that you're attracted to your girlfriend?
Well, I mean, he's probably like, oh my gosh. Get over it.
We have Charlotte and Carrie in Tribeca.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not sure what street they're walking on, but I do like that area. Charlotte says that Jack says that she has a fire inside her.
Oh. You tell him they make a cream for that.
And then we get a Charlotte quote that is both, I suppose, insightful and also reaffirms me never wanting to date anyone ever again.
But how well do we ever know the people we sleep with? That was the thing about Charlotte. just when you were about to write her off as a Park Avenue Pollyanna, she'd say something so right on, you'd think she was the Dalai Lama.
Do you think my hair is too shiny today?
And then she'd say something else.
And then she gets the Village Voice.
Then she gets the Village Voice, which does still exist, but not in print. Yes, no longer in print. And the Village Voice was kind of known for these back page ads, which you're still taking out, actually,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. I still pay for that.
You still pay for your backstage ad in the Village Voice, as we have established before.
Does this precede Craigslist?
Oh, yeah, because it was in print.
Right.
Craigslist was only
online. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, maybe like the original Craigslist, maybe when Craig was like writing out a list
and sending it around to his friends.
Yeah, that was maybe in print, but.
And now here's where we have the interviews on the street.
Right.
A whole bunch of people.
And the one that sticks out for me is the one that is credited as Normal Woman.
Uh-huh.
Played by Toni James.
The suburban school teacher seeks two men to fulfill her wildest fantasies. You be black or Hispanic, I'll be on time. I need your dick now.
I want to say she's saying all of this while wearing a brooch.
Yeah, you never know.
And then there's a Long Island woman.
Yeah, I liked her. I liked her a lot. Mm-hmm. Where her interests include...
I'm into museums, blowjobs, theater, and golden showers.
Which I think we have a lot of the same interests
after
listening to that, you know.
We can be good friends, I think.
We can be good friends.
I didn't write her name down. I feel kind of bad, but she fits that role so well.
Her delivery is just so deadpan.
That I kind of thought they just pulled someone off the street and they were like, "What? Like, read this line." But mm-hmm. No, she's an actress. She has a lot of credits.
Yeah.
She is committed to that role.
So then Mr. Big.
And I guess because my first reaction with Carrie tying his tie is like, that's such a TV movie thing to do where the girl ties the tie.
Right.
But then she mentioned...
Why is it that putting a tie around a man's neck is sometimes even sexier than taking it off?
Also, it allows for her to have that great moment when he says...
The reveal.
...that he has an ex-wife where she kind of pulls the tie as to choke him.
Yeah, that's a good moment. And we cut to ladies trying on makeup. So as I note that we have the scene where it's all four, I've been noting more and more that they're... is usually then also a scene where it's just three of the four.
Mm.
I'm not sure what that accomplishes, but I do like it. So we have the three of them trying on makeup.
And I'm always weirded out when people use the lipstick tester at the store.
I guess so. Aren't you supposed to like take a napkin and rub a little bit off?
Well, when you're at the store and the salesperson goes around and like helps you out with it, they will usually either slice off the tip or use... You're like, that sounds terrible.
Phrase.
Slice off the used part of the lipstick. Welcome to Lorena Bobbitt's cosmetic shop. No, they'll either like do that or they'll spray it with some sort of disinfectant. But when it's the self-serve section, you know, you get like all the teenage girls going to Sephora in the middle of the day. And so just kind of like test it, the color out on your hand, I guess, if you really want to see it. But Miranda, like, full out, just puts it on.
Does this color turn you on?
You had to hand it to Miranda. She was determined.
It's a little bit orange.
And they're also, if you watch this, all trying on makeup, but doing it in the lightest possible way. Like, Samantha has this blusher, and she's, like, barely touching her skin. Because you can tell the makeup artist, Kabuki, that's the makeup artist for the show.
Oh, exciting.
He was probably like, listen, I did this, you know, this work on you ladies. Don't fuck it up.
And then we're going to meet Barbara.
Barbara, Big's ex-wife. She is also a big fan of Carrie's work.
She is.
Carrie Bradshaw. I'm a huge fan of your work.
Good taste and beautiful. Could it get worse?
She's played by Noelle Beck.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that I love this actress. I don't really know her work from other things.
I love you and I don't know why.
I feel like you get mad at me when I say this. We're never going to see this character again. And I just love her playing this role so much.
Well, I
like,
love
she's
her.
A great actress in a great role. And I guess that I get why you don't bring her back. But I think that she's so fantastic in this.
Yes. And we will get to this part. But I just love that in this episode, she is featured as like Jacob Marley.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's
like
very Christmas Carol where she just keeps coming back to haunt them.
And Carrie's going to try to talk about a romance novel.
Right.
And of course, that doesn't work.
When it first happened, I was like, how in the hell was Carrie able to just nail a meeting with Big's ex-wife? And then I realized she's a fan. And once again, we established that Carrie is a well-known person.
Yeah, Carrie's a writer.
Yeah. And she had a bodice-ripping pitch prepared. So she was going to pitch some sort of like Harlequin romance novel
type thing. Only to find out that Barbara works in children's books.
Right.
And then, so Carrie has to, out of nowhere, pitch a children's book, and she pitches Little Kathy.
And her cigarettes, which is funny because Carrie looks over at her cigarettes, the box of merit cigarettes.
Okay.
Like, why didn't they why did they have to establish that they were Marlboro Lights and never again... Never do we see a box of Marlboro Lights.
Always Merits. I wonder if SJP smokes Merits.
Yeah, Little Kathy and her magic cigarettes.
Which is a horrible idea.
Or it just sounds like the woman that I see when I'm coming home late at night on the N train.
But it's really funny.
Oh, yeah.
And whenever she lights up, she can go anywhere in the whole wide world, you know, Arabia, New Jersey.
Two of the most magical places in the world.
All right, that's some good writing, Jenny Bix.
Yeah, and I love the part where Barbara goes, and that's a children's book, and smart on her feet, Carrie.
Well, it's a children's book for adults.
And Barbara loves it.
Yeah, Barbara loves the idea.
Super into it.
And Carrie kind of likes Barbara. She was smart, beautiful, and she got me. And that does happen in life where you're like, I'm going to hate this person.
And then
person.
You meet the person.
Right.
And you get along, and you're like, oh.
Yeah. The end of that thing is, she was smart, beautiful, and gets me. She ends it with, I'd have to kill her.
Oh, okay. So best friends or kill her.
Yeah.
Those are often the only two options.
Yeah, most of the time.
So we go to University Floral Design. I think that's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real
which
place.
I know exactly. Yeah. Where that is on University Place and like 10th Street.
Yeah, just up from Washington Square Park.
Mm-hmm.
And we meet Ruth.
Ruth.
Kent.
Sam.
You two know each other?
Sure.
Not really. Ruth, this is Sam. Samantha, she bought some Pinot Noir from me. Sam, this is my wife, Ruth.
Played by Lisa Emery, another actress who's done every New York. She's done all the Law & Orders. That's how you know that someone's a New York actor.
Yeah. They're on Law & Order. They're definitely
Oh, and she
New
was
York
just
actor.
In Jessica Jones. Oh. She had a memorable run in Jessica Jones. So
she has a great haircut in this episode.
And it's sort of that Samantha coming face to face with what she's really doing.
Right.
There's a human face now being put onto this woman that she's only ever had to kind of imagine
hear about.
Or not imagine before.
Yeah. And you really see in this moment that Samantha does not want to have a relationship. She does not want that. She just wants to like be fun on the side. And you see that when she's stuck on that three-way call waiting situation.
Oh, yeah. We'll get there a little bit later. First, we go back to therapy with Miranda.
Mm.
And where she behaves inappropriately towards her therapist.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Would you do a threesome with me?
I think we need to talk about why you're asking me that.
Don't proposition your therapist.
No.
That's a bad idea.
No, absolutely not.
I think he handles as well as he possibly can.
Yeah, and also don't proposition your waiter.
True.
One time someone asked me if I thought they would be a good stripper.
That's just a weird question to ask anybody.
Yeah, it's a really good, weird question. I just said, that's inappropriate, ma'am. And I walked away.
All right. Carrie and Big in bed.
And they're getting into it, and then Carrie's just like, nope.
Yeah, she shuts it down really quickly.
Because Jacob Marley Barbara...
Barbara Marley
is right there.
Nibbling his earlobes. How sweet. Let me show you how it's really done. Yeah.
And we get to the next quote that helps keep me single.
So I guess you couldn't avoid a threesome. Because even if you're the only person in the bed... Someone has always been there before you.
I feel like this only applies to used mattresses.
What?
Like, I bought my bed on, you know, like, new. And no one, I don't think anyone else was there before me.
All right. I just need to get a new mattress, I guess.
Yeah.
And then we sort of get into why, Big presenting why he and his ex-wife didn't work out. And he sums it up as alienation of affection followed by divorce.
Right.
So that's his version of events.
But Carrie's going to get to the bottom of it.
Yes, but first we're going to meet a new character who I have mixed feelings about.
All right.
Carrie with straight hair.
Ooh, I wrote Carrie has a blowout.
Yep. We're going to start seeing Carrie with the blowout. It looks good. I don't really dislike
Not
it.
Not like
but...
my blowout after Chipotle. I'm single, Far everyone. I'm very single. Yeah, she has a blowout. Well, Mike, that's hard work.
I know it is.
I mean, in this day and age, you can just go to Dry Bar and have someone do it for you, but,
right.
You know.
No, she looks good. We'll get there eventually. Those that have seen it, I just prefer curly.
Okay.
So they have their little conversation where Barbara lets her know that the book isn't going to happen, that she's still interested in the project.
Right.
I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means that Barbara still wants to try to do something with it.
And after four glasses of Chardonnay.
Four glasses of Chardonnay.
She starts talking about...
Then we get to the real reason.
Yeah.
He had a wandering eye, wandered right over to my best friend. So what about you? Are you seeing anyone?
No one special.
And then we have, so now we get to Sam's three-way phone call. Mm-hmm. And we have a different kind of three-way.
Right. This one involves call waiting.
Yes, and I like...
No.
Yes, but I like that as soon as she answers it, and I think he says something to the effect of, like, I told my wife, and her response is...
Who is this?
Like, there's multiple people that...
Well, this could be anybody, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. And then I also love how when the... So then the wife calls and says, I found your number in his sock drawer.
Just had a piece of paper in the sock drawer.
I don't really know what that means, but I'm really enjoying this writing, Jenny Bix.
Good job.
And Ruth is willing to give it a try.
And if being sexually adventuresome
will keep this marriage together, then I am prepared to join you with him in bed.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Samantha shuts it down.
Yeah.
And I wonder whatever happened to those two.
I don't know.
I hope that Ruth is happy.
I hope Ruth is happy. I mean, Ruth does a lot of Law and Order.
She does.
So she's moved on.
She's moved on. She's doing great. Not only does she go on to do Law & Order, she has played 5 different characters on the original Law & Order. Just saying, that's a lot.
That is
5 different characters on one TV show?
Amazing. She must be great to work with.
I guess. They keep bringing her back. We then cut to the Attention Deficit Disorder Masked Ball.
Right, the ADD Masked Ball.
There we go. And they're just looking.
It's amazing what some sequins on a stick can do to free up inhibitions.
They're just looking, with these, weird... I hate a masked ball, by the way.
I don't really get it.
Well, it's,
is
like...
Is it really that freeing?
No, because you're not... You all look like Zorro.
Right.
Like, you're
and
not really covering anything.
The person.
And then Charlotte winks at her. And I'm
oh,
like,
yeah.
Ugh.
She winks at Peacock Lady.
Yeah.
Guess what I found out about Peacock Lady?
What?
She was married to the late Michael Crichton.
Jurassic Park.
Yes.
I have so much respect for her now.
Isn't that nuts?
I love dinosaurs.
And I don't think she really acts anymore. I don't see a lot of IMDb credits of late. But anyways, I just wanted to point that out because I thought that was a crazy amazing fact that I found
out
today.
Mrs. Crichton.
Anyway, there you go. So that's Peacock Lady.
And so she winks at Peacock Lady.
And then they run away.
They run away. Charlotte and Jack run away upstairs because another one of her fantasies is to always have sex upstairs at a party, which I'm like, someone's going to walk in.
Yeah, that's part of the fun though, right?
I don't want that.
And someone does walk in.
Peacock Lady.
Peacock Lady walks in. We're going to have 2 fantasies at once.
And then Peacock Lady just ends up getting it on with Jack, and Charlotte is stuck in the
middle.
Charlotte
is left out and eventually thrown to the floor.
And leaves.
She takes it pretty well.
Yeah. She's probably like, I didn't want to do this anyway.
Miranda goes to a bar.
Yeah, she goes to a bar to meet this couple that she's obviously put an ad out for somewhere
or answered theirs.
And they're very nervous because they've never done this before. And they get very relieved when Miranda shows up because she looks beautiful and she looks like a normal person. And
most of the women who answered our ad, well, they were, kind of...
But ugly.
Yeah. Oh, nothing like you.
And all she wants is that validation.
Let me just be clear here. You want to do a threesome with me.
And then she leaves.
Mm-hmm. So now they're stuck.
I think that's so kind of mean. I'm not saying she had to go through with it.
Well, then what are you saying? Because that's what she did. She didn't go through with it. That's all that happened. She doesn't go through with it.
I don't know. Isn't there some nice way she could have been like...
Hey, guys, listen. You're weirdos for wanting to have a threesome. I just have low self-esteem. So thanks for saying you'd sleep with me. I gotta go.
Something like that.
I mean, I don't know.
So... She gets her validation and leaves.
Leaves. She got it. So then we have Carrie and Big again.
Big and Carrie walking home.
And Big says, what's up? And Carrie says...
You dropped this big bomb and you don't even give me any details. You don't even tell me why you broke up.
I cheated on her.
Yeah, I know. She told me at lunch.
I know, She told me she told you.
And then he has the line of, I still talk to all my ex-wives. Ha, ha, ha.
Meaning like that there's a lot more.
Well, I think he's joking.
But... The funny thing is that, or not the funny thing, the thing I realized here with Big is like, he's, and maybe this will change, but he's an open book. Like, he has nothing to hide.
He's not going to volunteer anything.
But he's never, he hasn't lied yet.
But he's pretty, once you get there, he's willing to pretty much tell you anything. I have Big has all the answers because he does always seem to have all the answers. But it's just because he's forthcoming once you get him to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, he has all the answers. But the other question is, do the girls have all the questions? So maybe you know, if Carrie on date two said, tell me about, like, do you have any ex-wives? He probably would have been like, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
And if he said she, or if she would have said, do you still talk to them? He would have said, yeah, I do. But instead, Carrie had to, like, go around and then get all mad because he didn't tell her anything.
Right.
So maybe Carrie is the problem in, right now.
I feel like if I was the one saying this, you would say, yeah, Mike, but that's how we have that many more seasons of Sex
in the City. Yes, that is why we have so many more seasons of Sex in the City. But I'm saying, like, don't get all mad at Big Carrie. You could have just asked.
True.
He's not a mind reader. That's what my mom always would say. And also, Skipper wasn't here.
No Skipper.
Skipper would have definitely had a threesome with Miranda. He would have cloned Miranda to have a threesome with her. You know, Miranda, you don't realize how good you have it till it's gone.
And then we end with Carrie's observation that...
The real appeal of the threesome, it was easy. It's intimacy, that's the bitch.
And there you go, that's the episode.
That is the episode.
I thought it was a really funny episode.
I liked it a lot.
We have an interview on the street, but no Carrie talking to the camera.
So is that done?
Well,
all right.
We're seeing...
We're figuring it out.
We're figuring it out. We're seeing less and less of that. So you like this episode?
I do. Yeah. There isn't an episode I don't like yet.
Oh, good.
You know.
Yeah, it was it's a funny one.
I don't like the sanitary aspect of the cosmetics.
But other than that, we're doing okay. But other than that,
I'm doing okay.
All right. Well, there you go.
There you go. That's episode 8.
That's episode 8. We're getting close to the end of the first season.
4 more left.
4 more left. Isn't that crazy?
Hopefully Carrie doesn't have any more blowouts. I don't want to get angry. Blowouts and tube tops. Mike's issues with Sex and the City.
And then we're not going to be back for a few weeks. We're going to be off for Christmas and New Year's.
Holiday time.
But we'll be back in January with the last 4, probably 5 episodes. I think we'll probably do like a season wrap up as well.
Ooh.
So enjoy your holiday season.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la.
I think we can sing that. That's fine.
Yeah, that song is old AF. Well, that song, it has no rights. That has been in public domain since like 1932.
So enjoy and have a happy
Here
new year.
Here we come, a wassailing among the trees so green.
Do you want to just sing some songs?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Okay. See you next year.
Bye. I don't want a lot for... We don't.
That one probably. Yeah, we don't.
As always, stay tuned after the credits for some extra clips.
You can subscribe to our new Patreon-only podcast, We Couldn't Help But Wonder, Still Wondering, right now!
For more information, like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram at We Couldn't Help But Wonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBW Podcast. And don't forget to check out my new podcast with Vanya Arslanian, Mike and Vanya Can't Not. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at MikeJensen77. We'll be off for the next 2 weeks, and we would love it if you would share this podcast with someone. Put a link on Facebook, tell a friend, or better yet, just grab their phone, head to Apple Podcasts, and subscribe them. What a great gift you'd be giving. I'm mostly serious. We'll be back in the new year with The Turtle and the Hare and the rest of season 1.
There's something edible going on there.
Edible?
Edible. I think I'm saying that right.
Oh, okay. Because I was just like, ew. Now you just took it to an even grosser point. More gross. Maybe you should bring that up at, like, the next Friendsgiving.
I guess.
Everyone's around the table sharing their gratitude for turkey and sweet potato casserole. And...
Say who you would have a threesome with.
Yeah, I have a bone to pick with you guys.
Never once.
Has anyone propositioned me for a threesome?
Didn't you cheat on with a friend of hers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought, like, I missed a big name or something.
No.
So you'd be like, he cheated on her with Meg Ryan, and that's where Meg Ryan comes into play.
I told you she'd eventually get there.